The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
Hello, this is Raz Ingrassi. Welcome to our Hoffman Radio Show. We're coming to you live from San Rafael in beautiful Northern California. I am the president of the Hoffman Institute, a teacher of our programs. More importantly, I think a husband and father. And if you've never heard of the Hoffman Institute, we are now celebrating 45 years as the leading personal development program for people who are serious about change. We have 13 sites across 11 countries and have helped over 80,000 people worldwide. Our programs are for adults who want an extraordinary experience of life and are looking for an effective way to achieve it. So that's what we're doing. My co-host here is often teacher and therapist Ed McClune. Ed, you have a
Thanks.
Few words?
Yeah, thank you, Raz. Our purpose here with the Hoffman Connection is to bring inspiration, education, and tools to help you connect to a life that you'd love. And we want to connect our listeners to their intuition, to a greater sense of aliveness, and to our extensive Hoffman community. As Raz said, we're celebrating 45 years of bringing about this change. We've got a great promotion of the process, so if you're interested in taking our course, check out our website at hoffmaninstitute.org, or after the show today, actually, there's a information call that we'll give out a number to later on in our hour. We put on the process about twice a month in Northern California and also on the coast. We support our graduates with coaching and other variety of work as well, so once the original program is done, there's a lot of support in the background. And here to bring on today's guest, Marcel Pick. Raz, why don't you introduce Marcel?
Well, that's a real pleasure for me because today we have a true pioneer of integrative medicine. Marcel Pick is well known as an author of her books, The Core Diet, and her most recent book, Are You Tired and Wired? But Marcel co-founded Women to Women many years ago with a vision to change the way women's healthcare is delivered. And in her practice as a nurse practitioner, she undertakes an integrative approach, not only for illness, but in helping women make choices to prevent illness. And she started all this about 25 years ago, and I would say Marcel is really one of those, I called her a true pioneer. She helped bring about a revolution in women's health care that continues to this day. Back then, it was a radical idea to start a medical clinic devoted to health care exclusively for women, run by women. And it was considered even more extreme to combine alternative medicine with conventional medicine in order to find the best solutions for each woman. So today, of course, this natural holistic approach that she pioneered is increasingly adopted by mainstream practitioners. And, of course, Women to Women has grown, too, through their fantastic website just called womentowomen.com.
Looks like Raz has dropped off the line.
Yeah, it sounded like that. I thought maybe I dropped off the line, too.
Well, Marcel, we try to figure out what has happened to Raz.
Okay.
Let's just get started. Your book's about adrenal dysfunction.
It is.
What is adrenal dysfunction?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know about it. The unfortunate part is the conventional world, as we know it today, does not believe in the notion of adrenal fatigue. But our adrenals are two little glands the size of walnuts that sit on top of our kidneys, and they really help us deal with day-to-day stress. And the unfortunate part is not only do they deal with day-to-day stress, they also deal with what I call our historical stress, which is a lot of the stress that we carry from us with our from our childhood, a lot of the wounds that we carry that are emotionally integrated into our being. And as time goes on and we get older and we go to college and we have a family and then we start multitasking and we're working and we're doing computers and we're doing iPads and iPods and we perhaps get sick along the way, our adrenal glands are having increasingly more of a problem shutting down and having a balance. And they're very important because they help to stabilize blood sugar. They help our immune system. They increase, if they're really working very hard, they increase the chances of having autoimmune disorders. They cause tremendous hormonal disruption if they're not working properly, and they can downregulate our thyroid as well as our GI system. So when they're not working well, they cause all kinds of problems in the body. And we have to have them, because if we have stress in our lives, if we don't have the adrenals, they are incredibly problematic, because people that don't have adrenals, they cannot live. We need them for functioning. But we have a culture,
Marcel,
that's so busy. Yes, Raz?
So it sounds to me like our adrenal glands are there to help us deal with stress, but then they can themselves get burned out just by chronic stress and
absolutely,
you know, bad diet and other things.
Absolutely.
That we do.
I don't like to say they get burned out, because the burnout would really mean that somebody has Addison's, and that's a very serious condition. But we're not talking about that. We're really talking about people that have too much on their plate at all times. And I talk a lot in the book about this notion of historical stress. It's the stress that Hoffman does so beautifully help people address, the patterns that we have, the way that we think, the way that we believe. But in order to heal the adrenals, we have to make a lot of dietary changes, because the adrenals are an integral part of the production of our hormones. So if we don't have enough testosterone, we can also be aware that the adrenal glands may be somewhat responsible for that. So they're crucially important. And today, very few practitioners understand that people can have actual adrenal dysfunction that occurs that causes all kinds of problems for them, including feeling incredibly tired or having difficulty going just to bed at night or being wired at night and not being able to go to sleep and then being really tired in the morning.
You know, we've heard so much about the chronic fatigue syndrome. Is this related to that?
Absolutely. A lot of people that I see that might have what we call fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, they oftentimes have problems with their adrenal glands. It's one of the first things I'll check. Or people that have chemical sensitivities, I'll always check their adrenal glands, because oftentimes they're not working properly. Normally the adrenals produce cortisol, and it's highest in the morning and lowest at night. But people have different kind of fluctuations of that that cause them to have either they're fatigued in the afternoon, or they can't get to sleep, or they can't wake up in the morning. And all of that requires great attention to nutrition, because nutrition is the most powerful, food is the most powerful drug we have. We always have to eat, so in making choices about how you eat, you can truly, truly, truly change your health outcomes for life.
So one of the great pieces of good news in your book, Are You Tired and Wired, is that adrenal fatigue can be overcome and you can feel fantastic again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I talk a lot about with people when I'm seeing them, and also online and a lot of the radio shows that I do, that wherever you are, we can change that as long as we understand what's the problem. And I practice functional medicine, which means that I'm interested not so much in a diagnosis. I'm much more interested in the symptoms, so that I can begin to make changes more upstream and then have people feel healthy, certainly into their 80s and 90s, as soon as we understand what's gone wrong and what do we need to do to change it, hopefully nutraceutically and dietarily.
Wonderful.
Are there ways of narrowing down what the actual cause of, let's say, fatigue is, whether it's chronic fatigue virus or adrenal failure or adrenal stress or any other number of things that would slow somebody down?
Yeah, I mean, generally, you know, if somebody's fatigued, I'm always going to be looking at their thyroid. I'm going to be making sure that they don't have mono and Epstein-Barr. I'm going to be looking at, you know, their blood sugar to make sure they're not hypoglycemic or have, you know, diabetes or Lyme disease, because that's a big thing that's causing a lot of people problems. But then I'm also always, always going to be looking at the adrenals, because if they are sick, the adrenals are going to be affected. And if the adrenals are causing them to be sick, the adrenals are going to be affected. So however it is, we need to always look at adrenal numbers, and I do a saliva test to find out what those numbers look like. And then I use a lot of adaptogenic herbs to help the adrenals come back to normal, but I also tell people that they have to look at what has been creating their stress in their lives so that they can actually alter that, because if they go back to the same life, they're going to get right back into the same situation that they were in before.
Marcel, we're going to be taking some calls from listeners in a few minutes, but sure. I already received an email from someone who wants to take your answer just off the air. And this person wrote, "My mom is very sick with chronic pain, chronic fatigue, and immune system issues, but she refuses any sort of alternative care. The doctors don't seem to have helped her. What kind of dialogue can I have with her to help her?"
That's a really, really hard question, because what's difficult about alternative medicine is it requires patient participation.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's really hard if you want to suggest to somebody, for example, a lot of times I'll have people stop gluten in their diet and sugar when they have adrenal issues. It's really important to keep the blood sugar stable, so you do breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, and lower carbohydrate count and whole foods, colorful, colorful food on the plate. Mm-hmm. That would be a fabulous thing to start someone off, or what I call an elimination diet, getting all the whites out of the diet, getting citrus out, eggs out. That can make such a big difference, but if somebody doesn't want to eat that way, it's very, very difficult to convert somebody. And I think sometimes it's a wonderful concept, but, you know, we can lead a horse to the water, but if we can't make the horse drink the water, it's really, really painful and hard.
Yeah,
but
perhaps I think
bringing
just,
in some books
just,
might be helpful.
Some books, but, you know, the thing you just said I thought was very inspiring, actually, because eating is not alternative care. And,
no.
And it's possible for her to perhaps introduce to her mother that, hey, Mom, let's try some different foods that may produce changes for
Absolutely.
You and so on. So that, you know, she can still be eating things that she's pretty familiar with, but
yeah.
not getting too radical here, but begin to see. And I find that when people see some change, they want more of it.
Right. The only problem is if people have been eating a lot of sugar and a lot of gluten, initially the first couple of days they get off them, they actually feel worse. So unless you're really invested, what you start to understand is you start to have what's called a die-off effect, and you actually start to have notice the toxins are being released in the body.
Oh, boy.
So people oftentimes feel worse, and then on a day, sometimes about day four, they have enormous energy, and they start to realize, oh, my God, I have so much energy. I feel so much better. I can't believe how horrible I felt before.
Well, you make a really good point. You know, the byline of the Hoffman Institute is when you're serious about change, and we can help you when you're serious about change.
Exactly.
But I think
exactly.
you're saying something similar here. You have to be committed to feeling better.
Absolutely. And, you know, I feel very passionate about that, as you can tell, because I see so many people that come to my practice that have adrenal issues, but then they're on multiple medications. And after, sometimes it takes 6 months, sometimes it takes a year, they leave with no medications. Sometimes they're on 13, 14 medications, and they leave their practice without any. That's very powerful when they're just using nutrients and detoxification models, including looking at adrenal function, to get better.
Wow.
So change is absolutely possible when you start to understand what are the symptoms and you start to look and really understand that kind of web of their holographic issues.
This is the Hoffman Connection, Ed McClune with Raz and Grassi and our guest Marcel Pick. We're going to take a short break, and hopefully we'll be taking some of your calls when we get back from the break. If you'd like, you can ring us at 1-866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And we'll be back shortly with more with Marcel Pick.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And today we're talking about how to bring your life back into balance with distinguished integrative medicine pioneer, Marcel Pick. She's co-founded the clinic Women to Women and is the author of the book, Are You Tired and Wired?, which helps people discover how to recover from adrenal fatigue and bring their life back into balance. And Marcel has generously offered to give all callers her book, Are You Tired and Wired? So that's in addition to having your question answered, we could also give you a copy of her latest book, Are You Tired and Wired? The number to use, 866-4742. And I believe we have Shannon from New York on the phone. Shannon.
Yes. Hi, Raz and Ed. It's Shannon White from the Hoffman. I'm Hoffman grad. How are you?
Very well.
Hi, nice. Great.
Good. Marcel, thank you so much for doing this show, and I could definitely use your book. But I have a 12-year-old, actually, who has been quite ill for the last 6 weeks, and we're now down at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital waiting for test results. I'm not there currently, but we've been we're waiting for test results, and they're looking at possibility of Cushing's disease for her.
Right.
Which is, I guess, pituitary-based? Is that correct?
It's actually not. It's high production of cortisol. It's overproduction of cortisol from the adrenal glands.
Oh, okay.
It's what they call the HPA axis, so it's the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, that kind of that composite of those three systems.
Okay. So they did a sonogram of looking, and there were no growths or anything. But while we're waiting for results, yeah, of the tests, and they've done the salivary, you know, tests and lots of blood and that kind,
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
Are there some dietary things that I can help her with,
absolutely,
or any other things outside,
absolutely,
of the regular tests that can,
absolutely,
help?
Absolutely. I would get gluten out of her diet immediately.
Okay.
I would have her go completely gluten-free. The good news is there's a lot of things you can do now.
Yes.
I would increase her protein and decrease her carbohydrate, so get sugar out of her diet completely.
Okay.
And caffeine, if she's having it, or any kind of sodas or anything like that, that's completely not something I would do. I do breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. And in my book, I actually have a 30-day menu plan. So you're going to be getting a copy of my book.
Perfect.
For calling in. And I would follow that really carefully. Now, the interesting thing is that if she truly has Cushing's syndrome, then she's probably going to get some medication to decrease that cortisol level.
Right.
Is she a kid that is kind of responsible and very stressed a lot, or not so much?
She's a pretty easygoing kid. She's athletic. She's good at, you know, school. But this came on like 6 months ago. All of a,
uh-huh,
sudden, just, you know, the acne and the huge amount of growth in her body. She's just gone through puberty.
Yeah.
She's, you know, adopted from at age one from Russia. So,
yeah,
I don't.
I don't know what her family history is.
Sure.
Okay. But, I mean, hopefully, since I've been through the Hoffman process, I don't put her through too much stress.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, we don't know what happened when she was younger, too. So, and in utero, because that we know that for kids that have mothers that are stressed in utero, it increases their stress hormone production for three generations forward.
Wow. Wait, say that again? Can you say that again?
Children that are born of mothers that have a lot of stress and having a lot of stress in utero have increased cortisol production for three generations forward.
Wow. And her birth mother was 19 and she was the fifth pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that there was a lot of stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think...
But there's
things
that you can do right now, and so that's wonderful.
That
and
is wonderful.
Now make sure that you give our producer your details so we can send you the
Perfect.
Book, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. We have another caller named Melissa. And Melissa, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Marcel. I am so excited to hear what you're talking about today. I have a daughter that, she's had difficulties from birth, mostly with anger rages.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it has to be hormonally related to probably to adrenals, but I've never really gotten the answers that I wanted for what's happened with her. But we did find out that when she was about 4 years old that wheat was gluten was causing a lot of it.
Yep.
Irrational anger and also irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 22 now.
Mm-hmm.
And she has started to look at her diet and I'm just wondering if there's anything, you know, in addition to the diet that might help her in being able to stabilize a little bit with her moods and
there's a number of things to kind of know, and that is that food sensitivities are a huge piece to this puzzle, but also you have to understand that two-thirds of our serotonin, which is really what helps kind of quiet the emotions and helps support, as a depressant, is produced in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any kind of intestinal issues, including food sensitivities, you're going to have lower production of serotonin, which is going to contribute to mood changes. And many of the foods, including gluten, if she's not doing wheat, is she doing gluten in products? Because sometimes they're wheat-free, but they have gluten in them because they're neurotoxins to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually work like some of the drugs. Sugar, we know, increases the same receptors as heroin and cocaine. It turns on the same receptors.
Wow.
So it's really important that people that are as sensitive as she is stay away from those things. We also know that her generation has high amounts of plastics, flame retardants, and Teflon in their body, and those things for some people can be a problem. They're about 30% of the population that can't detoxify properly, and that 30% tends to be chemically sensitive. They kind of notice odors, and those are the ones that have real big problems with molds and with foods, and then the adrenals are part of the puzzle too, and then sometimes they have some hormonal problems. So it's really, you need to have somebody that looks at the whole picture to be able to really start pulling apart what's really going on with her, because I doubt it's just one thing.
Can that lead to drug addiction as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, are all these issues addressed in your book, Are You Tired and Wired?
Some of them are addressed in my book, and I think what I'd probably do is go to my website, womentowomen.com, and start pulling away the information there. I mean, what she should really be doing is working with a functional medicine practitioner, and there's not that many in the country, actually. I mean, I'd love to say there were. There are about 700 of us. And I'm doing a certification program right now, and there's probably 50 in the program, so there's not that many people.
Are they listed on your website?
You can go to the Institute of Functional Medicine and actually look at we have a link on my website, womentowomen.com, for the Institute of Functional Medicine. You can go find a practitioner, put in your zip code, and find somebody.
Excellent.
And I also do phone consults, so that may be another way to kind of get some interesting information as well.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. Good luck.
Thank you, and make sure to give your information to our producer so that you get the book.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Now, Marcel, I know that we're getting these calls from all these women, and your emphasis is on women, but men are suffering from this stuff too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I started Women to Women, I knew that I could only speak to women because I am a woman, but many men have many of these same issues. And I just did an interview with a magazine today on Teflon and, is it really bad for you? And the problem is that we have a culture now that's become very, very toxic, and that absolutely affects adrenals as well, so that all of these pieces are not ever addressed in the conventional world.
Uh-huh.
And I think the medicine that we have now is fantastic when it comes to acute problems. So, if I have a heart attack, send me to the hospital. But with chronic issues, we've got a big problem in our hands because they don't know how to weed the pieces apart carefully enough.
And the chronic illnesses are so often related to our diet, aren't they?
To our diet, to the toxicity that we have in our body,
uh-huh.
to our emotions that are not getting addressed, and you put all of those pieces in, and we've got this kind of murky stew that's going on, and we really need people to help pull those things apart. We know that many of the plastics that we have in our culture now, the plastics that we put in the microwave and the plastics we eat out of, those are called estrogen disruptors. They disrupt our estrogen system for men and women. So it causes a lot of hormonal problems that don't necessarily need to be there. So all of these things can be changed, which is so exciting. But you need to work with someone that understands them to be able to change that so you can be healthier.
Right. And you need to get involved yourself with
Absolutely.
Your own healing. And that's where your book comes in.
Absolutely.
Now, we got another email from someone who was on the line, but then she dropped off and then she sent an email. And her name is Ursula. And she said, what advice is there with regard to someone who travels a lot and is going through multiple time zones in a month with regard to healthy eating habits to support a healthy body? How do I keep my body energized?
There's a couple of things you can do. I oftentimes recommend that they take Epsom salts in a plastic container so that when you get to your place of destination that you take an Epsom salt bath. I also recommend melatonin. You can take between 0.5 milligrams to 3 milligrams. I usually start in a low dose, and that you take that around the time that the time zone that you're in when it starts to get dark and you really need to have your melatonin kick in so you can kind of switch it, and that you absolutely do no sugar, absolutely no sugar, and that you eat as much fresh as you possibly can when you're in your different country and time zones. It's a difficult way to kind of travel, but, we live in a world and it is what it is, so we kind of accommodate to that, but it is possible to do that.
Fantastic. Thank you for that advice. And I think there's another email caller who said that chronic fatigue doesn't seem to be a disorder that doctors sometimes even recognize. My wife and I are very frustrated. How can we get help when there doesn't seem to be any help out there from doctors? But I think you answered that with the, what did you call it, the fundamental, tell it again, you just recommended to the last caller.
Oh, the Institute of Functional Medicine, or go to my website, womentowomen.com. I have a lot of information in there about chronic fatigue and really kind of pulling apart what some of the things about chronic fatigue are. And the unfortunate part is that the medical system, as is now, many times attributes that to psychogenic issues. And I'm here to tell you that there's many, many things that cause chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr, mono, the mono families, some of the viruses can cause it as well. So it's really important for whoever's listening to make some changes. But also gluten and food sensitivities can also disrupt that whole system as well, causing tremendous fatigue. I have many, many patients that stop gluten and they feel like a new person.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, Ed and I, working with Hoffman, have seen so many people who, upon addressing the deeper emotional things, issues, suddenly feel a lot better. It's
absolutely.
It's sometimes amazing how quickly a change can happen for people.
No question about it.
I think we're going to break in just a minute now.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be going to break actually right now. And when we come back, we can talk more about the emotional component of fatigue and just the overall health issues around emotional components. We're here with Marcel Pick on the Hoffman Connection, the author of Are You Tired and Wired? And we'll be talking to Marcel Moore. If you'd like to call in, please do. Our lines are open at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And as an additional incentive, besides getting your questions answered by our expert, you'll also be receiving a copy of Marcel's latest book. So we'll be back in the Hoffman Connection in just a second here. Again, if you'd like to call in, 866-472-5788. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And today we're talking about how to bring your life back into balance with integrative medicine pioneer Marcel Pick. She's co-founded the clinic Women to Women and is the author of the book Are You Tired and Wired, which helps people discover how to recover from adrenal fatigue and bring life back into balance. We'd love to have you call and join us. And callers do receive a copy of that book, Are You Tired and Wired, this afternoon. The number to use, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Marcel, as we were going to break, we started just to bring up the topic of emotions and all of this, and certainly sort of long-term chronic emotional stress that some of us have come to sort of think of as just our default setting, like this is the way I am, it's the way I've always been, really is almost an invisible drain on our adrenals, or stress on our adrenals anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that we now have come to understand that much of our kind of formal ways that we deal with relationships is developed by age two. And what we know is that the part of the brain that actually is getting that information is through the primitive part of the brain called the amygdala. And the more developed neocortex, the front part of the brain, is not developed until quite a bit older. And when we're in stressful situations, the amygdala's response is much faster, and it sends messages to the hypothalamus and the pituitary than the adrenals. So we don't have this opportunity to say, wait a minute, you know, I don't need to get upset with my boss yelling at me because it's not my father. We're automatically responding as though it is when we're, you know, 2 years old or 3 years old. And that triggers a cascade of hormones, in particular cortisol, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. The heart rate goes up. People start feeling a little dry in their mouth. They have all the kind of responses of stress. That's fine if it's short-lived. It's not fine if it's long-lived. And that's when the adrenals become very, you know, kind of disrupted. And
That's why dealing with the emotions so that the amygdala is not always triggered can very, very much help heal the adrenals. And so I wrote the book primarily because so many books out there talk about, well, you just do this and you do that and then the adrenals are better. And my response was, if you don't do your emotional work and understand why that person is a perfectionist or why they're driving themselves so hard and why they can't turn their computer off at night and why can't they have to all, why do they always have to listen to their, you know, their phone messages and their emails, that will never change and the adrenals will never get better. So it really behooves all of us to do whatever it, you know, requires of them to do either Hoffman or personal, you know, counseling with someone or to do yoga or to do something that's going to help you really get in touch with those emotions.
Wonderful. Ed, I see we have a caller.
Yeah, Sarah in California. So let's go to Sarah right now. Sarah, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hi. I have a question, twofold. I was recently diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Uh-huh.
And so a question is that a legitimate diagnosis, and I've lately had just an ongoing cluster headache. I do suffer from chronic headaches, but this particular headache has just not gone away. And I recently got new carpeting in my house, and I don't know if it's coincidence. Is there, could there be something in, with the chemicals in the carpeting, or is there really something to be said about fibromyalgia? And I'm not sure where these headaches are coming from, but
well, I love your question. And let me kind of say to you, as when I think of somebody that comes in to see me that has fibromyalgia, my mind is already going to toxicity. My mind is already going to what can I get that are chemicals in their house, out of their house. When I see somebody that has headaches, I am, you know, I'm absolutely certain that there's off-gassing in the carpets that you have.
Yes.
And if you heard the earlier part of my radio show, I said that there is about 30% of the population that doesn't detoxify very well. So those are the people in which they can't really tolerate the carpets, because they've already got fibromyalgia, which is making me think that the mitochondria, the powerhouse of those cells, is not working properly and something's mucking it up. So I start thinking of bacteria. I start thinking of toxicity such as, how old are you?
I'm 60.
Okay, so I start thinking of lead and mercury in the 60-year-old population. I start thinking about plastics and phthalates. I absolutely would be worried about your carpets. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
okay.
It would be something I'd be concerned about, the food that you're eating. I would be looking at food sensitivities. I would be looking at your digestive system. And all of those things then cause this notion of muscle fatigue or fibromyalgia. But it's really the body has got some disruption. And I always look at emotions, too. You know, I always look at all of those pieces to the puzzle. And then layer by layer, we always start with the digestive system first, and then often, obviously, the carpets would be my biggest concern. We start taking away those things. We start changing the diet. We start adding nutrients. And then we start looking at the toxicity issue, and the body's really able to handle any kind of detoxification program. I, you know, definitely have many
Marcel,
people.
I have a question for you. This is Raz. So in this situation, would it work for her just to move out of her home to someplace for a few days just to see if things improve by not
Absolutely.
Being in that environment?
Absolutely. That
we'll
would definitely
there.
Help you see if that's true, but it sounds very suspicious to me.
And if there are new carpets that are, as you called it, off-gassing, I mean,
yep.
Can you air out your house for a week or, I mean,
It needs to be longer than that, Raz. That's the part that's so difficult because they have a glue on them that's actually made with Teflon.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you are interested in any of this information, you can go to the Environmental Working Group. They have a lot of information about that for you.
Okay.
And you could also call and get an air quality purification company to come in and actually check the air quality in the house.
What is the Environmental
Working Group is the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually have a company that can come in and actually check the air quality of your homes. We see this kind of situation in what we call sick building syndrome, in which people actually get sick because of what's going on in the building, because many of the buildings are so airtight now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what a coincidence that you were doing this show, and I'm a Hoffman grad, and I thank you, Raz.
No coincidences.
Both of you. Yes.
Good luck.
And, thank you so much.
Stay on the line to get your book.
Yes. Thank you.
And we have another caller.
Let's go to Kay in Washington.
Hey, there we go.
Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hi. I really appreciate being able to get a chance to talk to you. I am a Hoffman grad. I graduated in 2010, and I'm middle-aged, and I am definitely out of balance in terms of I am carrying about 30 excess pounds of body weight, and I have tried everything to get rid of it, and I have eliminated gluten, sugar. I've been eating a low-carb diet. I had my thyroid check. They say it's okay, although my basal body temperature in the morning is, you know, typically below 97 degrees, but they don't seem to pay attention to that sort of thing. I'm physically active. I did go through mercury detox for about a year, and you know, otherwise I feel pretty good. I cannot get this weight to budge, and, you know, I've tried a paleo diet, and, you know, I even did the Atkins induction, and I must be the only person in the world who didn't lose a single pound of weight during that period. So I'm wondering, where do I go to get this issue addressed, and because there are so many possibilities, what do I do next?
Well, one of the questions I have is, number one, how old are you?
I'm in my mid-50s. I just turned 56.
Okay. And are you on hormones?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And where is most of your weight?
Around my belly.
Okay. So what I would probably do is I would encourage you to have someone check your insulin levels. I would do I would have somebody do a fasting insulin.
Okay.
And I would do something called a 2-hour postprandial insulin, which means that somebody will, you'll have a very high, like pancakes with syrup, gluten-free pancakes with syrup for breakfast. So you go and have the blood test done, then go have that breakfast, then go have another insulin test done. Generally, I describe people in two ways if they're what we call weight loss resistant.
Okay.
And they either have weight around their belly, which can be from hormones.
Okay.
It can be from being pre-diabetic, which I suspect you are.
Okay, even though my glucose levels are totally normal?
Yes. You want to make sure that you want to also ask for something called a hemoglobin A1C, which tells you how your blood sugars have been for the last 3 months.
Okay, so a hemoglobin
A1C.
A1C.
A fasting insulin and a 2-hour postprandial insulin.
Okay.
And the other thing that can cause that is adrenal dysfunction. So I would also have somebody do a saliva adrenal panel on you. And there's again, you can go to my website, womentowomen.com. The information's also in the back of the book that you're going to be getting a copy of.
Oh, fantastic.
I would follow the program in the book dietarily and look at the nutrients. But if you're pre-diabetic, which would come with high insulin levels, you probably need to work with someone to get your levels down.
Okay.
Because then the body will start to lose weight. Food sensitivities can do it, too. You might want to have somebody check your food sensitivities as well.
Okay, because I know I have
my book, The Core Balanced Diet.
Okay, I did eliminate gluten, and I eat very, very little sugar in any form.
But it could be things like garlic or broccoli or really funny, strange foods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why sometimes
what did
helpful.
You call that kind of test? A
It's a food sensitivity panel.
Food sensitivity panel.
Yeah, there's
okay.
a company called Alitest that does it.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, well, Kay, thank you so much for your question. Please stay on the line. Our producer will take down the details so we can send you Marcel's book.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And go to the website. You'll find more on there as well.
I will do. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I think we have time to bring Heather from Massachusetts on the call here. Good evening, Heather.
Marcel and Raz.
Hi.
I have a question that I was hoping you could address that kind of speaks to current affairs right now as far as chronic stress goes with unemployment and job searching. Maybe you can suggest some things, particularly a stress buster for women while out there job searching.
I'll be glad to start. I think that the piece for me is that as best you can, this is the time to eat as well as you can, exercise, meditate, do yoga, and do some of, if you're a Hoffman grad, do some of the Hoffman work, because it requires a tremendous amount for you to stay centered. And it wouldn't take very much for the body to get off balance. And if the adrenals are off balance, it causes many more health issues with the hormones, with the thyroid, with the gut, with, you know, blood sugar dysregulation. So I would be a little methodical about how you eat.
Okay.
You have to eat anyway. As clean as possible, have the plate be as colorful as possible, and really stay away from processed foods.
Okay.
And I would take as good care of yourself as you can. I know that sounds crazy when you're stressed, but all of those things come back tenfold to help you.
Well, make
plenty of sleep is in there, too.
Absolutely.
Of course. Okay, great. Yeah,
build that resilience.
And also just trusting the process. I know it sounds very crazy, but, you know, oftentimes when one door closes, another one opens, and I see it every single day in my practice.
Terrific. Well, sounds like great advice.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, I think we're ready to go to break. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, let's do that, Raz. We'll take a break and come back with our guest, Marcel Pick, author of Bring Your Life Back In. Are You Tired or Wired? The topic of today's show is Bringing Your Life Back Into Balance. If you'd like to join us in the last segment of our hour this afternoon or evening, call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. We'll be back on the Hoffman Connection just a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
Today we're talking about how to bring your life back into balance with Marcel Pick. I mean, couldn't be a more important topic, I think, these days. And Marcel is the co-founder of the Women to Women Clinic. She's also the author of the book, Are You Tired and Wired? And phone-in guests on our show this afternoon or evening will receive a copy of her book, her most recent book anyway. So let's get back to all that we've been talking about. Incidentally, just while we've got a couple minutes, let me also let you know that we do still have room for callers if you'd want to call in to our toll-free line. It's 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Raz, want to jump back in here?
Yeah, Marcel, we're so excited. I mean, I'm just amazed at the kind of information, which is just right there for everybody when they speak to you. But before we leave today, I'd like to know if there are two, three, you know, a few of the most important things people can do to start feeling better right now. If there were three things, what would you, or four things, what would they be?
It would be to eat better. You know, food is the most powerful drug that we have. And we know from something called nutrigenomics that if you have a genetic predisposition to a certain condition, you can actually decrease the chances of that ever being expressed by changing your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar being one of the big things, gluten being another. Sleep is another huge important piece. Looking at what is causing your stress, so looking at the emotions behind it, and having joy and peace in your life. Those are really, and passion. Those are really, really important to keep healthy until we age into our hundreds.
So reduce sugar and gluten.
Yep.
Sleep well.
Yep.
And have plenty of joy.
Yep.
And love in your life.
Exactly.
And I think you better take a walk around the block every day or something like that.
No
Get some
question.
Exercise.
Exercise is really important. If you're too tired because you're so burned out with the adrenals, not so much exercise. But otherwise, absolutely, it's really important to get that body to touch the earth.
Yeah. The sugar, just in general, though, reducing sugars, refined sugars, reducing gluten, is or eliminating those things is just going to
it's really having whole foods, Raz. It's staying away from the processed foods and having as much color on your plate as you can.
Excuse us. Was that it?
Oh, I was just going to say, can you talk more? I'm a bit confused about what seems to be a kind of almost new wave of concern about gluten, especially when you think of so many cultures. Processed wheat is a basis for their whole diet.
But it's not genetically modified. That's the problem. And what's happened recently is that the gluten has become, wheat has been a wonderful staple around the world, not for thousands and thousands of years because it's relatively newer than that. But what's happened is it has become so genetically modified that they're using one particular strain over and over again. And it's literally in everything. It's in everything to thicken products. It's in glues for envelopes. It's everywhere. So your body's getting bombarded with one strain, and it can't tolerate that. In Europe, they tend to still use multi-strain. So many people that are gluten reactive here are no longer gluten reactive in Europe. But at this point, it's become a significant issue for a huge number of people. So it is one of the things that I have people stay away from and start using more brown rice products, quinoa, getting corn that's not genetically modified. All those things are really, you know, good because we want complex carbohydrates in our diet.
Do people notice a difference in reducing the amount of gluten from their diet?
No.
Or is it one of those things?
Yeah. They don't, and the reason for that is if you're sitting on two tacks, if you take one half away, it doesn't really help. You know,
right. Well,
that notion.
Marcel, is it correct that the new, you know, genetically modified wheat that's been introduced probably in the last 30, 40 years, has, first off, it's much more highly productive for the farmers who grow it.
Yep.
And the second thing is it's just much more
the
densely
more potent strain.
Glutinous.
Yeah, exactly. And it's much easier to grow larger amounts of it, so that's what I'm sure has inspired many people to do it. But the unfortunate part is we are just now beginning to see the downside to many of the toxins that we've used, including, you know, some of the sprays that keep stains out and Teflon and other things, but also the genetic modification of foods. Our bodies are not able to deal with the changes that are going on in many of these products.
Marcel, how much sugar? I know that refined wheat turns into sugar almost immediately when I introduce it into my body. Like if I have a slice of let's say, white bread, what is the sugar equivalent of that, for example? Do you know?
I don't know exactly, but it's probably in the range of a couple of teaspoons. I mean, it's high, and the average American consumes 120 pounds of sugar a year.
And somebody's eating mine because I don't do it at all. So, and there's enough of us out there that aren't. So we have a huge problem with sugar. And the problem is it's so, you know, it's so addictive. And we know now that sugar is on almost everything, including chips and things like that, because they know how addictive it is and people won't just eat just one.
And the glucose that we get in the form of high fructose corn syrup is even, is it worse than regular sugar?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's got some other issues that it creates as well. And again, it's got, it's genetically modified, and it's a huge problem in our culture. And we've seen for generations that it's an issue, and we still have the production of it, unfortunately. But those are all things that we can become familiar with as we're taking personal care of ourselves and our bodies to take responsibility for ourselves emotionally and physically, because those two really makes us into the amazing human beings that we are.
It is incredible to listen to you today, and to, I love the thing you said. It seems just so important that food is the most important chemicals, we're most important drugs we put in the body, and
gotta be
attentive to what we're doing.
No question.
Marcel, thank you so much. It's just impressive the amount of information that you have at your fingertips to benefit all of us. So thank you very much, first for all the information you brought us and being with us this afternoon, but also for all the ways you've been helping people for so many years, men and women.
My pleasure. And thanks so much.
I want to urge everyone to go buy Marcel's book, Are You Tired and Wired? And I also want to point people in the direction of her website, womentowomen.com. There's thousands of pages of information there. It's free. And it's outstanding. So, Marcel, thank you. You're such a pioneer in helping us all get healthier.
Thanks. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. And for more information about this show or how the Hoffman process can help you join, help you personally, you can join our free weekly introduction call right after this show. If you just go to www.hoffmaninstitute.org and follow the links for the call in details right now, there's a way of getting all your questions answered about the Hoffman process there.
That starts at 5 o'clock, so that's the next thing.
That's right. Next week we'll be speaking to the love doctor, if you will, Dr. Brenda Wade, on the Hoffman Connection, and we really look forward to having you with us and to have Dr. Brenda Wade with us next week. So, Raz, great show. Thanks very much, and we'll see you all next week here at the Hoffman Connection.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts, Raz Ngrassi and Ed McClune, again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.